Hey there, welcome to Geek This. My name is Dave Clements, and generally, this is a podcast about pop culture, specifically movies, TV shows, comic books, that kind of thing. And while that's still the case with this episode, I wanted to talk about something that is tangentially related to those subjects. Now, recently, as in maybe about a month ago, I was going through Facebook and I came across a post from a page called Comics Elite. I don't remember how I stumbled upon them. I probably liked them at one point. But in this post, they showed a preview of a variant cover for Tales of the Dark Multiverse, and it had Wonder Woman, Supergirl, and Power Girl on the cover. Now, I am not reading any of those stories at this point. But as I was scrolling past, I noticed that there were multiple comments complaining about one thing that I didn't really notice when I was looking at it, but Wonder Woman had tattoos. Now, personally, I don't care about tattoos. I've been interested in getting one for myself, and the conversation isn't so much about tattoos. But what caught my attention was the amount of concern that people had about, you know, and how vocal they were about these tattoos on Wonder Woman. There were multiple comments about how tattoos on Wonder Woman weren't possible. And like, that is really what made up a lot of what was on this post. Now, at first, it made me roll my eyes, but the more I thought about it, the more I considered how I approach the characters and the stories I enjoy within the comics medium. The tagline of Geek This has always included the phrase minimal nerd rage. You know, pop culture, minimal nerd rage. That is the essence of this show. That was always the intention of the podcast on my part, because it was a way for me to always remind myself and you, the listener, that the show is supposed to be fun and not taken seriously, and it's a show reviewing entertainment. That's what it is. And our opinions don't always have to match up. You know, this is for another conversation, but I enjoyed Rise of Skywalker. You maybe didn't. Maybe you just thought it was the worst thing, but that's fine, and you don't have to get worked up about it. So when I came across this post, and I read so many of these outraged comments, I realized that I needed to add my two cents and be a force for good. So I wrote, and I quote, "For everyone freaking out about Wonder Woman tattoos, the answer is simple and requires no additional brain-melting thoughts. Tales from the Multiverse. Who gives a crap, A, that she has them, and B, how she got them? It's fictional and not life-threatening. You'll all be okay, I promise." And of course, it being social media and all, there had to be someone out there to try and topple my statement. This person, who I'm not going to name, wrote, "This is how stupid things happen. This is also why people like me have bought thousands of comics, or who have bought thousands of comics in my life, do not pass down the joy of comics." For me, the idea that simply adding tattoos to a superhero who is supposed to be invincible would cause people to be so up in arms, no pun intended, that is absurd. It's possible that since I'm not a Wonder Woman reader, that I don't have the connection that these fans have. But it could also be that my fandom of comics in general is more open to interpretation, and I wrote that as a response in this same post. There should be room for experimentation, even if it doesn't fit within the box. I mean, that's what experimentation is. I love comics, but I don't get so wrapped in the reality of it all that something like Wonder Woman having tattoos would upset me or ruin something. In the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter, and the writers and artists should be allowed to play with the characters. Now, does this mean that, you know, we all have to like everything that's written or drawn that includes our favorite characters, regardless of the genre or the medium? No, That's not what I'm saying at all. We need to be open to the idea of new things. That's how new stories and lore start. I mean, okay, think about it. What if Superman still, in 2020, only leaped buildings in a single bound? That was a key element within his character design that changed over the course of 80 years. Now he flies and he has a ton of other abilities that he didn't have in Action Comics number one. With that said, would he still be the same hero we know now had he not developed? Had people not brought new ideas to the table? In my opinion, I think it's good for writers and artists to come in and play with the characters that we've enjoyed since we were kids. And this isn't limited to comics and superheroes. It expands to any kind of fandom. Star Wars has had a target on its back since The Last Jedi. Dungeons and Dragons, a game that was built on the idea of using your imagination. It has groups who despise anything related to a system newer than the one they were introduced to. I don't know how many times I've been in groups where somebody brings up, well, I play D&D, and somebody says, well, what edition? And this person says 5e, which is the most recent edition. And there becomes this argument about, oh, well, fourth edition was so much better, or why I still play advanced D&D. And it doesn't matter. Now, this isn't a boomers versus millennials conversation. That's not what this is about at all. I don't know what side I would be put on. Technically, I'm a millennial, but like I have some of those like baby boomer thoughts. I'm a pretty gray person, I guess. But for me, this is about understanding the importance of not raging when something involving your favorite brand or franchise or characters is released and it doesn't jive with what you like. We all need to give creativity a chance. We need to minimize the amount of nerd rage in our lives. You don't have to like everything. But you do need to keep in mind that Wonder Woman with a full sleeve of tattoos isn't going to kill you. It's just a story. And if you don't like that story, maybe you should go write your own. And again, you can apply this to so many other franchises and stories that are out there, Star Wars being one of them. So I'm going to tell you, if you didn't like The Rise of Skywalker, go write your own fandom. Share that with the world. And then get the opinions. Because guess what? When The Force Awakens came out, and JJ did what he did, it caused a divide. People liked it. People tolerated it. Some people hated it. I happen to be in the camp of, was it my favorite? No, I still prefer the original trilogy, but it's part of the story. I accept it because I'll tell you, and I'm going to get into this when I do a Rise of Skywalker review. I may end up doing kind of a general review of the entire franchise soon. I want to watch all the movies with my daughters. I grew up in middle school and through high school reading the expanded universe stories that were out there. You know, R.A. Salvatore wrote so many of them, and I've read a ton of them. I haven't read any recently because I've kind of grown out of my Star Wars fandom. I still enjoy it. Currently watching Rebels right now. Great show. But, you know, it would be a disservice to myself to be upset that Disney has said, well, all of those books are not canon, because there were some great stories in there. You know, JJ brought some of that knowledge, some of that canon into this new trilogy, mainly with Kylo Ren being Ben Solo. That was such a cool like fan service moment for me, because I read Young Jedi Knights. And so when I saw, oh, this guy is Ben Solo, that's so cool. It got me thinking, you know, well, what if Jason and Jaina are out there or something like that, you know? Now, granted, that's probably not ever going to happen, but it didn't lessen my enjoyment of any of these movies. And I think that as fans of comic books, anything that you're a fan of that's not, I mean, I would even go as far to say sports, like those are not life or death things. When it's, when you're a fan of entertainment, you got to chill on the nerd rage. So take this information and apply it to your own lives. I encourage you. You know, if you have thoughts on what I'm talking about, let me know. Leave a comment over at geekthispodcast.com. And I would totally love to have a conversation with you, maybe even bring you on the podcast, or you can even record your thoughts and we could debate them a little bit if they're different, or, you know, like, I just want to know what you're thinking. Okay. So that's going to be it, a different episode, but it was on my mind and I really wanted to kind of express it. New episodes come out when they come out. Just as I have time, hopefully I will be getting on a recording schedule now that I have a little bit of, I don't have to do as much tinkering with my hardware anymore. So that's good. Thanks for listening. And I will be back soon with another episode. If you have suggestions for episodes, just, you know, leave a comment at geekthispodcast.com. You can hit me on Twitter, Mr. Dave Clements. It's MR Dave Clements. All together, and links are in the show notes. I will talk to you guys later. Thank you so much for listening.